Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you His Excellency Nicolas Sarkozy, President of the French Republic.
In an address full of historical references to the founding of the United States, its culture and political, philosophical, and social values, President Sarkozy paid tribute to two centuries of friendship, saying that despite differences, the two nations will stand together.
In times of difficulty, in times of hardship, America and France have always stood side by side. They have always supported one another. They have helped one another. And each of us, America and France, has fought for each other's freedom.
U.S. sacrifices for Europe and its help with Europe's reconstruction after World War II cannot be forgotten, said Sarkozy, along with America's role in the Cold War.
I remember the Berlin crisis. And President Kennedy, who unhesitatingly risked engaging the United States in the most destructive of wars so that Europe may preserve the freedom for which the American people had already sacrificed so much. To forget that would, for a man of my generation, be tantamount to self-denial.
In recent years, relations between the U.S. and France have not always been cordial. The previous French president, Jacques Chirac, opposed the 2003 U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. President Sarkozy did not mention Iraq in his speech. President Sarkozy turned to current challenges, saying France and the United States must stand together to defend and promote the values and ideals of freedom and democracy. Referring to the September 11, 2001 al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the United States, he pledged that France will stand with the U.S. against terrorism.
The terrorists have thought that they would weaken you, but they made you greater. And the people of America were admired worldwide for its courage. That is the truth. And from day one, France decided to participate shoulder to shoulder with you in the war in Afghanistan. And let me tell you solemnly today, France will remain engaged in Afghanistan for as long as it takes, because what is at stake in that country is the very future of our values and that of the Atlantic Alliance.
President Sarkozy also pledged France's support in nuclear non-proliferation efforts, reiterating his pledge to work against Iran being able to obtain nuclear weapons.
And I say this as I stand before you. The prospect of an Iran armed with nuclear weapons is unacceptable for France.
On the Middle East, President Sarkozy used his address to urge Israelis and Palestinians to work together for peace, saying the status quo risks delivering Palestinian society to extremists and, in his words, fueling the propaganda of terrorists who want to set Islam against the West. France and the United States, he said, must help the Lebanese people affirm their independence, sovereignty, freedom, and democracy. And without mentioning Syria by name, he said France will not accept attempts to subjugate the Lebanese people. President Sarkozy also repeated his call for Europe to assume more of the burden for its own security, adding that the European Union and NATO should be able to respond more effectively to crises around the world. France's resumption of its full role in NATO, said President Sarkozy, depends on success in establishing a European defense. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.